netyarrows.com. The unofficial NetYarrows archive site. Article tile colon. NetYarrows Game Jam 2023. NetYarrows Game Jam 2023 author. M. Gosha date. 2023-09-08-1255+0200 tags. Community. Events comments. Open this article is available to listen as a MP3. Introduction. NetYarrows was an official Sony hobbyist PlayStation development kit that let members create and share games for the original PlayStation, PS1. https://www.youtube.com/TMaskSL10KE/European promotional video for Sony's NetYarrows programmable PlayStation. 1997. About NetYarrows. NetYarrows was a hobbyist PlayStation development program ran by Sony from 1996 to 2009. It was only sold to individuals, and not for commercial purposes. See four of the NetYarrows members' contract. NetYarrows was not about making a commercial product, nor encouraged to. It was more about developing skills and personal growth. Can you code a game loop? Can it run without crashing? Can it be fun? Can it look and sound good? Can you do it solo, or with one or two other people in your spare time? Can you do it before a deadline? You might think that the list above is what teams of commercial developers do, but they too had to prove themselves before they became commercial developers. NetYarrows was that proving ground with Sony developer support and professional tools. Can you actually make something relatively small on PlayStation? Now you can with NetYarrows. This game jam is run in the spirit of continuing Sony's NetYarrows monthly game competition initiative started in December 1997, and continued by publishing NetYarrows games on the UK official PlayStation magazine demo discs. Why PlayStation and NetYarrows in 2023? Why PlayStation hardware? The original PlayStation was a great and historically important console. It's the mixing of the old and new hardware. It's old enough to have retro color lookup tables, clut, for palette swapping, and fixed point math. And yet modern enough to have a feature-rich 3D graphics processor, 24 voices, CD digital audio, and dual analog controllers. And thanks to emulation, PS1 games play on most things, including cheap ROM players, embedded web pages, mobile phones, PC, etc., etc. Why use NetYarrows API? While the NetYarrows is a subset of the original Sony professional development kit, it does not make it a lame duck as most would think. NetYarrows is most of the high-level API for 3D, 2D, controllers, memory card, CD file reading, and CD digital audio, with no low-level API. Early and budget commercial games used these high-level API and were also recommended for prototyping ideas, before creating a custom engine. Being limited only to high-level API is both good and bad. It made the API very small, making it easier to learn and quicker to create. The major downside is the 3D API support of all hardware features, which uses extra resources, memory, and CPU, to process each 3D object. This results in a slower and a less detailed look compared to creating a custom 3D engine. There are simple ways to improve 3D performance, but the slower 3D trade-off for a small and easy API is a well worth one, and fits with the hobbyist and beginner focus of NetYarrows. Reduce low-level complexity in exchange for simple creativity. Using professional tools will not make you a professional, and a professional using hobbyist tools will not make them amateurs. 2023 NetYarrows Game Jam. This Game Jam will run from the 1st of November to 31 of January. The Game Jam is split up into two major classifications, 2D or 3D game. NetYarrows 2D Game Jam duration, 1 month. Details, same as last year's 2D Game Jam. If you are not familiar with programming in C, using a C compiler, or PlayStation hardware, it's very much recommended to start on a smaller 2D project. You can submit as many games as you like within the 3 month time span, or focus on making a single scroll game, etc. Option 1 theme, late 1970s arcade game. Difficulty, easy. Limitations, single screen, 4-bit palette, 16 colors, utilizing only one or two action buttons max. Backstory : the year is 1978. Space Invaders is hugely popular in Japan. You being a young, at heart, and key artist, or programmer, have been given the task of creating the next fun, and addictive, coin-munching, arcade kit, in 4 weeks. Tip: keep it extremely simple, twitch action that gets harder faster the longer you play. Previous entry, in Star Death Option 2 theme, 1980s fantasy console prototype game. Difficulty, intermediate. Limitations, scrolling map, 8-bit palette, 255 colors, utilizing 1-4 action buttons max. Backstory : for your next project, you've been promoted to develop a game for an up-and-coming home video game console, with a novel video display chip that can output scrolling tiles, 255 colors, and a gamepad with 4 face buttons. Tip : focus on making a vertical slice, a single, and fun, playable level. Previous entry, Yamiko 2 Netyaro's 3D Game Jam Duration, 1st of November to 31 of January. This game jam is 3 months. Because as the old saying goes, 3D is 3 times as hard. Theme : early 1990s 3D game. Difficulty : intermediate to hard. Backstory : it's 1993, Toshiba has engineered a new 3D rendering chip called a GPU, Geometry Processor Unit, and you have been contracted to create a vertical slice of a game, a single, and fun, playable level, or a roughed-out game with multiple different levels, to showcase the chip's potential. Limitations : obviously it must be in 3D, or 2.5D, apart from that, there's no limitations. Think of an early 3D game, and simplify it, or a 2D game with 3D assets, etc. See below for 3D info, and tips. Starting: it's possible to make a PlayStation game without the need of a Netyaro's. A normal, or modded, retail PlayStation will do just fine. You will need a USB to PS serial transfer cable, which are relatively easy to build with a little soldering. However, with a few good PlayStation emulators, the actual hardware, while ideal for testing, isn't completely necessary, and in fact it can be quicker to develop using emulators, so they are strongly recommended. It's suggested to first read through the startup and user guides to familiarize yourself with the platform hardware and software. Next, you will need the Netyaro's SDK, setup, running and tested working. The toolchains are C++, so you'll need some programming experience. The C language is a relatively small and low-level language, but not completely impossible for a novice to create something from scratch with enough motivation and determination. What you get: community support and encouragement. All successful submissions will be included in a Netyaro's yearly demo disc, CD-ROM image, created by COBOL, which can be played in emulators. And optionally, make a project static homepage, and it will be posted here, 50 MB limit, just like the original Netyaro's did, i.e. http://netyaros.com username a big smile, knowing you made a PlayStation game. D more to be announced at a later date. Join the Discord. Rules: games must use Netyaro's libraries, DJGPGCC, or CodeWar only, no other SDK can be used, except for region display detection, no circumvention of the SDK. Games must be playable with digital controllers, analog controllers must be optional. Games must start with a title screen image with name of the game, creators, date start, and finished, and displayed for at least 5 seconds. You can create your own, or use the default one from the Netyaro's games package on the UK official PlayStation Magazine demo discs. Guidelines: these guidelines also serve as rules, in the spirit of Netyaro's community. But if you feel strongly about breaking them, that's fine too. Just make sure the Netyaro's title screen, readme, etc. reflects the correct information. Because these are relatively small projects, and the Netyaro's community is very small, a maximum of 2-person teams, i.e. if you have a bigger team, split up to make multiple entries. Theme and limitations are flexible. The game's source, scripts, docs, etc. should be available, and distributable, i.e. licensed GPL, INCND, etc. Unfinished submissions are fine, but must compile and run. Late submitted projects are fine, just have the correct date on the title image. Third-party assets or code is fine, just give correct credit in-game, code, or readme.txt, etc. Games must not contain copyright material of any third party. Copyright is the property of the game creators. Game creators agree to the use of their game in videos and images and names in text by third parties. Optional CD-ROM access is allowed, but limited only to the data found on the original boot disk, i.e. TIM, MAB, SEC, etc. CD audio tracks are allowed, but total time limits will be set depending on total entries using CD audio. Extra kudos for including any design doc and art.xcf, .psd, and audio, MIDI, source files, or blogging, vlogging, etc. Scoring and ranking: none. The process of creating something into existence is hard enough, There will be no pressure of scrutiny and judgment here! Exclamation. You either did a thing, or not, and hopefully enjoyed, learnt and grew from the process. Not read the Netyaro's ethos section for more information. Recommended tools. Apart from the typical Sony supplied development tools, here are few helpful apps. Netyaro's related 3D asset tools, Blender RSD plugin, Marble Clay RSD, TMD animation, and debugging. Netyaro's related 2D asset tools, IMG2TIM converts to TIM format, with VRAM placement. General 2D asset tools, Tile Studio, a free app that does sell pixel art, sprite animation, and level maps, and is scriptable. GIMP, a free Photoshop alternative. Imagistic, command line image conversion. General audio asset tools, Audacity, free digital audio tool. LMMS, free music tool, digital audio workstation. Netyaro's 3D info and tips. The Netyaro's was designed for ease of use and rapid development. With no low-level features, it's not an API like OpenGL or Vulkan, but could be seen more as a middleware framework. With most of the low-level details removed, the programmer can focus on game-related programming. The 3D API only works with 3D objects using the TMD file format, and in concept similar to OpenGL vertex buffers. The asset pipeline is .dxf, or .obj, .rsd, .tmd. They can also be created dynamically in RAM, and changed before rendering, providing for different effects like morphing vector animations, change of colors, or textures, etc. Simple ways to improve 3D performance. Use as many quads as possible, it will reduce the poly count. Quads that are not coplanar will disappear depending on the camera, hacky but still recommended. Instead of separating 3D objects into small parts, create high-level 3D objects with all parts included. The hardware will process it a lot faster than the individual pieces. Light and fog is expensive, requiring reduced poly count models. General tips. The PlayStation, for its age, has a large range of 2D 3D features. Start by choosing a small subset of these to build your game on, and commit to the limitations, i.e. technology, textured, 8-bit, and flat-colored quads, and tris, with lights and fog on. Add Sir Envelope-generated audio, 8-bit sounding, sampled ADPCM SFX, and CDDA background music. And then remove the least important, no transparency, no lights, no fogging, sampled ADPCM SFX audio, and MIDI, sequence, background music only. Reducing your technology requirements will make your game easier and quicker to build. Next, your game design should also go through a similar process, i.e., design, enemy AI, attack, invade, flock, three weapons, pickups, slash, intro, select, game, game over, credits, ending. Simplify to single weapon and replacing pickups with a score bonus. For more general advice, read the Netyaro's ethos section. About the Netyaro's Europe.com archive site. Netyaro's community comments are open. Your name, or alias, required colon, your plain text comment, required colon, your entered name, and comment will be displayed above this form. There is no reply notifications, or editing of comments. Spam, swearing, or off-topic comments will be removed.